Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, January 31st, 2014. Goodbye, January. This week's movies, what do we got? Last week at the box office, Ride Along was number one with $21.3 million. Number two, Lone Survivor, $12.9 million. The Nut Job, $12.1 million. Frozen, $9.1 million. And number five was Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit with $9.1 million. New this week, That Awkward Moment, Labor Day, Tim's Vermeer, and others in limited release. I've heard some pretty amazingly bad things about Labor Day. Also, Louis C.K. released his late 1990s lost comedy, Tomorrow Night, to his website for $5. In the news, Sharknado 2, it's coming, and has just confirmed Ian Ziering and Tara Reid will return. It starts filming February 13th. Hey, that's what I'm going to be in New York. For Toy Fair, and it's going to be filming in New York, in case you didn't know. Anyway, hopefully Sharknado won't screw up traffic. I'll be walking, so I guess it doesn't matter that much. Marvel Studios confirmed a third Thor movie is in the works. No plot or anything yet, but hey, more Marvel toys will probably last only one wave. Captain America 3 has also been announced, so three-peat. Black Flag, the band, has a new singer who isn't Rollins, so... Oh, good news for people who don't give a crap about sports. This weekend's festivities means that American roads will be empty and most places that aren't sports bars will reward you with no wait times and plenty of seating as long as you're not going to a pizza joint. So, enjoy the Super Bowl this weekend, or don't. Either way, things are going to be great for you. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Get free shipping. Spend $75 on in-stock merchandise and your shipping is free. We also have free shipping on select pre-orders. Check our website for more because we're adding way too many new products and you can order them now because if you do, you don't have to think about ordering them later. They'll just show up as soon as they ship and you can have them. It's a great deal. I recommend it highly. That's it for the ad part. In toy news, it's good to know that we have some, because with Toy Fair around the corner, people are keeping a lot of stuff under their hats, but things are getting out, and we're going to talk about them, because Transformers Generations fans can take note. RC and Chromia are confirmed, they're coming, we have the wave up on our website for pre-order right now. There's no pictures of those two characters, but they'll be joined by Waspinator at Scoop at one per case, and RC and Chromia are each three per case. So if you order a case and you want to split them with some friends, hey, Waspinator and Scoop, I just got Scoop, he's great. Also, another wave is coming with Tankor, Rat Trap, and Crosscut, and that's up for pre-order, too. Zika Toys' $6 million man, faux Kenner action figures, are in the USA, and we hope to have ours very soon. I just saw pictures of the carded figures, and that's one of the reasons I'm very excited. And by the Funko Fanatic Forums, we saw Buffy Reaction Figures Series 1 has been confirmed. Brian at Funko posted that Series 1 would be made of Buffy, Angel, Oz, The Gentleman from Hush, and Willow, and Spike. That's two ands. That's grammatically double correct, I think. New pre-orders this week include a Predator Classic 8-bit NES video game Jungle Hunter Predator action figure. That is a mouthful. Based on the Activision video game screens. RoboCop 3 movie HD masterpiece remote control talking action figure. The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes Series 1 action figure set. We have pictures of Caesar. And we also have the Planet of the Apes Series 1 classic action figure set. We have pictures of Cornelius, Dr. Zaius, and a gorilla soldier. This is good stuff. I love the Planet of the Apes movies, especially the old ones. Great, great, great films. Watch them late at night. You're going to have a great time. The first five, the Blu-rays are pretty cheap right now. So if you've got a couple of bucks after you're done buying all of your toys from Entertainment Earth, of course, I highly recommend picking them up. Lots of fun. Rod Serling wrote the first one, or at least a draft of it, and it shows. Someone Charlton Heston's finest work. You've probably seen these. If you haven't seen the first one, at least, you really need to go see it. Netflix, do whatever you got to do. And you'll be as excited about these action figures as I am. Anyway, that's all I got for this week. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and other places. I will see you on the next episode, which will be starting probably any second now.